Well, Sean, we'll come to your effort in a moment, but what a day for Hampshire, in contrast to the previous 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an amazing turnaround, really. The wicket's really good. There's still a little bit there with the new ball, but we just managed to get through certain periods, absorbed a lot of pressure, and Vincey, you know, he was a class knock, and I'll manage to support him, and then Wheats did a similar role for me.
You were so far away from the follow-on at the start of today. What was the plan at the start of the day?
Just to bat, just to, you know, build on partnerships. You know, we've been crying out for hundreds, you know, in championship cricket for a while now. You can't get anywhere without, you know, guys making big hundreds, and we managed to get two today, which was brilliant.
Did you guys feel under pressure after what had happened the previous 2 days?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're batting for the game. You know, it's, you know, Yorkshire put us on the back foot, and I mean, the only way we could even dream about getting into the game is, you know, guys stepping up and getting similar as close to the follow-on as possible.
Was there some harsh words in the dressing room previous to today?
Not really. I think, you know, we sort of lost our way a little bit with the bowling. You know, the guys didn't really look like they had much plans, you know, for their batters. You know, in credit to them, they batted really well. They put us under a lot of pressure. And, you know, we were on the back foot.
123 from you today. It looked like most of the innings was played with one hand.
Yeah, it was. You know, I cut one early on, and it's the same finger that, you know, put me out of 2 months last season. So there's a little bit of a worry there that it might be cracked or broken, but we'll see when we get back down to Southampton.
What do you feel in your heart of hearts? Do you know at all?
I don't know, but, you know, it's telling me it's not as bad as that. So, you know, there is a cut on the sort of front of the finger. So, fingers crossed, you know, it's nothing serious. And it can keep me out for maybe a week. Luckily, we've got a game off.
And what about James Vince today? Because James Whittaker, the England selector, was here. What was your assessment of his innings last night and today?
Oh, pure class. You know, he's on 70-odd, you know, this morning in first ball. You know, amazing with cover drive. You know, he was playing really nicely. And then maybe, you know, just ball sort of nipped back and, you know, he sort of went to leave and then it nipped back and got a LBW. But Vincey's 100 was class. Under the pressure, you know, they came hard at us. You know, it was a bit gloomy last night, and he played superbly.
You guys were out for the count this time last night. Now after today, what is the feeling about where this game may or may not go?
Well, you know, you've got two capable guys, you know, in, you know, Macca and Chris Wood. You know, there's every chance Macca can push on for 100. Woody's playing nicely. We're just going to carry on and try save this game. That's our whole goal.
And it's amazing to hear you say that, because it looked so far away, didn't it?
Yeah, all. I mean, we've been on the back foot probably since, you know, Johnny and Lythe put on a big partnership. We've been chasing the game ever since. And just credit to the boys today. They dug in and showed a bit of character and grit, and we got there in the end.
I hope the injury isn't as bad as we all, you know, well, we hope it's not that bad, but the injury situation at Hampshire now is just chronic, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it seems to happen to at least one team every season. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we can get over these injuries. You know, we've got three guys out at the moment, with Jimmy hopefully be back for the next game. We just need to sort of get over these injuries and then crack on.